That's right, everyone. It is The Good Stuff. Kim and Mike Burge, your host. Pause for a moment, and you know what you'll find? Tri-State Livestock News. It's the cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print.
Visit valentine.com. I just want you to jot that down and then check that out as we get done with the Good Stuff program today. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. Check out the Nebraska Star Party coming up at the end of July, or just take a leisurely trip down one of the top rivers in the country, the Niobrara National Scenic River. You can find 50 things to do or more at visitvalentine.com. Did you hear the story about the calculating sheepdog?
No, I did not hear
the
story.
Don't laugh. This is serious stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
After a talking sheepdog gets all the sheep in the pen, he reports back to the farmer. All 40 accounted for, sir. But I only have 36 sheep, said the farmer. I know, said the sheepdog, but I rounded them up.
Ha ha. Rounded them
up. Maybe not quite so serious.
Oh, I agree. Okay, here's a great poem, The Patriot, by Hal Swift. At the close of the day, an old cowboy sits kind of quiet in the old porch swing. Now and then he'll softly whistle a tune and maybe he'll start to sing. Then he'll change his mind and waggle his head and close his eyes in thought. He thinks of Korea, the war over there, and some of the lessons it taught. When his gaze wanders over to the nearby hills, he recalls how they look when it snows. He studies the flag that he raised this morning, how it moves when the west wind blows. If you look real close, you'll see that a tear gives a hint of some inner strife. His mind's eyes see in the faces of friends who long ago left this life. The flag waves gently in the sunset sky, and the old man raises his chin. In his mind, he's hearing the sounds of drums, and he waits for the tune to begin. When it does, his step is strong and brisk. As he marches out to the flag, he stops and stands there, watching it wave, wiping his eyes with a pocket rag. He continued his march to the old corral, where his Morgan comes over to talk. He saddles him up and climbs on top and heads him out for a walk. On a hill, he wonders if the whole blamed thing was worth all the friends he lost. Heading home, he knows deep down in his heart, he too would have paid the cost. Yeah, he shared the peril, but he returned to his home in the sand and the sage. Then back at his flag, he thanks all his pards for letting him reach old age. The Patriot.
I have something related to the 4th of July. What's your favorite 4th of July food?
4th of July food. Well, I really like char-grilled hot dogs.
Well, and you can't, I can't beat a good steak at any time.
Well, yeah, a steak.
But hamburgers, hot dogs, barbecued meats of about any kind.
Of any kind.
Yeah. Grilled vegetables.
Absolutely.
Corn on the cob.
Absolutely.
Potato salad. Coleslaw.
A standard.
Now, coleslaw, you can break that down into sweet coleslaw, slawy coleslaw, vinegary coleslaw.
Yeah.
There's some different things in there, but you either like coleslaw or you don't. One kind of another. Watermelon, of course, is a good one for that.
Yeah.
And of course, various desserts like apple pie or ice cream.
Yes.
That's always good.
Or better yet, apple pie with ice cream.
Together would be the best. Yep. And then like scotcheroo bars, those kind of things.
Oh, yum.
So that's just a list of some of the 4th of July things. Now you're all hungry and you're going to have to run to the store.
Exactly.
Pick up some of those things for your 4th of July picnic coming up on Thursday.
Thanks a lot for that. As a husband relaxed in his hammock, his wife of 20 years walked past and playfully removed his eyeglasses. You know, she said sweetly, without your glasses, you look very much like the same handsome young man I married so long ago. Smiling up at his wife, the husband replied, without my glasses, you still look pretty good too.
So he's not relaxing in the hammock anymore after
that. No, that kind of ended that, I think. When you encounter difficulties and contradictions, do not try to break them, but bend them with gentleness and time.
I want to wish everybody a very happy 4th of July out across the network of stations that carries the Good Stuff program from Kim and myself here in the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. Happy 4th of July, everybody, coming up on Thursday from the Good Stuff.